Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday and RavenCon in a few flippin' hours. Good morning, hello, and how the hell do you be? We're the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know, it's from Facebook and Twitter. A little jazzed up about the whole RavenCon thing. We're going places. Anyway, the folks bringing the show to you today, the man that's got a brand new code name for cons, that there is Saucy.
Huffy the Magic Dragon.
Okay, hi there. I'm the wonderful and amazing Billy Flynn.
There is no charge for awesomeness or attractiveness.
Because I'm a giver. A giver. What happened, yo?
1879, electric arc lamps are used for the first time in the United States as streetlights in Cleveland, Ohio.
1953, an episode of the science fiction series Space Patrol becomes the first experimental 3D television broadcast in the United States.
1957, the first military nuclear power plant is dedicated at Fort Belvoir in Virginia.
1959, the UNIVAC picks 4 out of 6 winners at the Churchill Downs races in Louisville, Kentucky, setting a record for the correct choices in a horse race, and then went on to blow it all.
1964, the monster movie Mothra vs. Godzilla is released.
1979, the last episode of the classic version of Battlestar Galactica, The Hand of God, airs on ABC, and oh my Jesus, that ending, oh wow.
1983, Walt Disney Pictures releases the fantasy film Something Wicked This Way Comes.
That's a great, great movie. 1986, right? A fire at the Central Library of the City of Los Angeles Public Library destroys about 400,000 books. Right now, Anna is weeping in a corner.
1992, the Legion of Net Heroes, the first Usenet superhero shared universe, is formed on rec.arts.comic. The news group becomes a popular center of fan fiction based on existing comic book universe and parodies of the popular comic tropes.
1996, the media reports that in the first quarter of the year, personal computers have outsold televisions for the first time in history.
1997, U.S. astronaut Jerry M. Leininger and Russian cosmonaut Vasily, something Russian, complete the first ever Russo-American spacewalk. Sorry, Russians.
Sorry. 1998, it's revealed that experiments conducted for decades up to 1994, Norwegian and American researchers had used mentally ill Norwegians and tested the biological and genetic effects of X-ray radiation on the human body.
Good job, human beings.
Yep. Birthdays?
Uma Thurman is 46. She was in The Avengers, Batman and Robin, Kill Bill,
yeah.
Gattaca.
Yeah, tons. But, you know, that one Avengers movie is not the one you're thinking. Paul Adelstein is 47. Kellerman on Prison Break. He's on Scandal, Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Key and Peele. Michelle Pfeiffer is 58. Catwoman in Batman Returns, Stardust, Dark Shadows.
Tons of things. Daniel Day-Lewis is 59 from Last of the Mohicans, Gangs of New York.
Kate Mulgrew is 61, Janeway on Voyager, Red on Orange is the New Black.
Jerry Seinfeld is 62, he's been a comedian and played himself on TV, so Jerry Seinfeld, there you go.
Nora Dunn is 64 from Saturday Night Live.
Richard Klein is 72, Larry from Three's Company. Getting old, dude.
Willie Nelson is 83, Wag the Dog, Half-Baked, The Redheaded Stranger. He did a couple other westerns.
F-Pick's not a Western. 1923, no longer with us, Irvin Kershner, director of Empire Strikes Back, Never Say Never Again, the man who made the Star Wars franchise why we love it today.
1936, Lane Smith was in My Cousin Vinny, Perry White on Lois and Clark, and he was in Mighty Ducks.
Yep, big old villain there, and that's probably on TV, but not tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of Shark Tank and 2020.
On CBS, it's A New Amazing Race, Hawaii 5-0, and Blue Bloods.
New Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon, Grimm, and Dateline NBC on NBC.
Fox, it's the finale of Hell's Kitchen. Aw.
On the CW, new Vampire Diaries and the Originals.
Freeform will be showing John Tucker Must Die.
60 Days In on A&E.
AMC is showing Ocean's 11, but I believe it's the Clooney one, not the Sinatra one.
Tank's Celebrity Scoop, new episode on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central will be showing Old School, edited for television.
Kill the Messenger on Cinemax.
FX showing Thor, in case you haven't seen a superhero movie lately.
New Trailblazers on Discovery Channel.
FXX, The Simpsons, Homer Buys a Gun, and the one with Krusty's Roast. I tried to say those two words together. Krusty. That's what they did.
The Last Boy Scout on Encore.
FXM will be showing American Reunion, in case you want to.
We Are Marshall on HBO.
IFC with Terminator 3, which is better than you think.
Tonight on ID, Homicide Hunter Joe Kenda.
Sci-Fi Channel with a new episode of Wynonna Earp.
Southern Justice on National Geographic.
Turner Classic Movie. Ask you to prepare yourself tonight for ABBA, the movie.
The Duff on Showtime.
TNT will be showing Red, followed by Red 2. Again, both are edited for television.
Captain America, The Winter Soldier on Starz.
TV Land with Pleasantville.
Tonight on Travel Channel, Mysteries at the Monument.
USA will have a new episode of Motive, but tonight we'll be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because Jade discovers that her father secretly married his caregiver, and when he dies suddenly, Jade suspects foul play and fights to expose the truth. Emmanuel Vaugier and Matthew McCall star in Stranger in My House.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, of course not, because everyone's just too gosh darned excited and they stayed up all night like waiting for Santa to go to RavenCon and now they're all sleeping. And they won't hear this till next week sometime, so hey. Got anything silly you'd like to add?
No.
You sure?
Poor peoples.
You're so good at that.
I'm not
okay.
Gonna mess with
them. That's fine.
I'm a caring individual.
Yes, I've often said that about you. If you'd like to drop us a note, please do. It is a podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear from you and whatnots, especially after this crazy weekend, because woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, we'll be back.
But then again, all good things must come to an end.
Or do they? Two lifelong Star Trek fans boldly explore all aspects of the Star Trek universe each week on the All Good Things Star Trek podcast.
From the deep philosophical issues underlying the Trek universe and philosophy to our favorite episodes, we discuss anything and everything Star Trek.
Download episodes at allgoodthings.podbean.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. The All Good Things Star Trek podcast, boldly going where no podcast has gone before.
Hey, this is Rock Lofton, all you nerds out there. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Thank you so much for being here. It is finally Frackin' Friday. On the off chance that you're not going to RavenCon, you might be going to see a motion picture.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, folks do. And today's the day to see them. What can you see this fine, fine day?
Keanu.
Oh.
About gangster cats.
Wait, this isn't the documentary about the life of Keanu Reeves, one of the greatest actors the world has ever known?
No.
Oh, that's a damn shame.
It's about a cat.
Mother's Day with Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson, Jason Sudeikis, and whatever. This, I don't know. This just looks like something that was not made for me at all. If you enjoy this, good on you, but I just can't go there.
A Beautiful Planet opens up in IMAX.
Ratchet and Clank get their animated flick today. Ooh, see? There might tear you away from a panel or two.
Vince Vaughn. I haven't seen Vince Vaughn in anything in a while.
And going nationwide, get this, Green Room with Patrick Stewart and Anton Yelchin, which is a punk rock band who are finishing up an unsuccessful tour, about to call it quits, when they get an unexpected booking at an isolated rundown club deep in the backwoods of Oregon, and then things go a little wacky. Could it be hysterical? Could it be terrifying or frightening? You got to figure that out when you go to see the movies. Good luck.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So you might remember us talking about The Wheel of Time as a TV series and how randomly, in the middle of the night, Red Eagle Entertainment released a pilot, like seriously, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, someplace that you did not even possibly see it. Also, they could keep the rights to the franchise. Well, apparently they're doing something about it. A press statement was released today saying, "Wanted to share with you the exciting news about The Wheel of Time. Legal issues have been resolved. The Wheel of Time will become a cutting-edge TV series. I can't be more pleased. Look for the official announcement coming soon from a major studio." And that, of course, is from Harriet McDougal, who was, you know, Robert Jordan's widow. The legal trouble would be where they pulled that bullshit midnight thing to keep the rights, and she started saying bad things about them. But they've made amends because there's money to be had.
So Comcast, up to date, they have had an oppressive regime of 300 gigabyte data cap. They're now looking into and are going to change it. They are upping it to a terabyte. Comcast doesn't have a reputation for doing things that are positive for customers unless it gets them something out of it. It's probably the case here too. Who knows what they're getting, but I'm sure they're getting something. It looks like they're going to start that next month. So that's like next week.
Yeah. In fact,
ooh,
the end of this week or the beginning. Depends on how you look at that craziness.
Who knows?
So Sega has done something rather interesting. If you own the Sega Genesis and Mega Drive classics on Steam, they've now added official mod and ROM hack support to it, which means you get its own Steam little workshop, you get a little hub area, and you get to mod classic games to your heart's content. And some people have gone to work on that. Obviously, one of the things they would do is adding Mario and the Mushroom Kingdom to Sonic, turning Echo the Dolphin into an orca, and the rather self-explanatory one, Streets of Rage 2, except that it makes that weird Tim Allen noise when people die. You know, his so when people die, it does that. So there are some that are even sillier than that are completely pointless and useless. But if you're interested in it and you want to do some hacking and some modding, here's a chance for you to do it legally with the blessings of the creators, which probably doesn't make you feel as good about doing it.
I read Watership Down when I was probably 13 or 14. I didn't know that there was a movie until I was like 16 or 17.
Wow.
So I didn't get the whole like completely creeped out that some people did. Some people, you'd mention the name and they just like, ugh.
Creeped out?
Well, it was kind of, it was brutal.
Oh, no, it's definitely...
The movie was brutal.
The book really is, too.
I know.
Right, yeah.
I know, which is why it didn't bother me, but I was also older. So, I mean, maybe if I watched it as a kid, I would have gotten scared.
If you were 6 years old and your parents put you down in front of a bunny movie without knowing what the hell they were doing,
right,
you're probably traumatized for life.
Right. But that's not the point. The point is, Netflix and BBC are doing a miniseries.
Ooh.
Yep. They say, while we won't shy away from the darkness in the book, visually it won't be as brutal and scaring, which I'm slightly against, because the book was very brutal.
Yeah.
It's very brutal. I'm so excited. I mean, James McAvoy is going to be in it, Nicholas Holt, Sir Ben Kingsley will be in it. It's great.
Where's Patrick Stewart? He should be in this.
He's not, but Sir Ben Kingsley is playing General Woundwort.
Oh, that's going to be
so
fun.
So I'm excited.
Definitely.
Gemma Arterton and Olivia Colman are going to be voicing Clover and Strawberry. I don't recognize those two. I'm sure they've done some good work, and I'm really excited for this. It makes me feel like maybe Firebringer will one day get... That's an excellent book. Have you read Firebringer?
You know, you're dreaming. You're in a dream world now.
I'm not. Have you read it?
They'll never make that, just like they'll never make a Lord of the Rings. Whatever.
It's a good book. It should be read. It is why I read Watership Down.
Remember that black hole satellite Japan had that they lost, but yeah. Then it started talking back to it and stuff? Well, they have finally figured out that they're never, ever, ever going to get this satellite back. It's gone and lost forever and will drift through space for all time. But they kind of know what happened. The source of the trouble was the Hitomi solar array panel. It broke off, and that's what sent it spiraling out of control. But here's the weird part. It had been in space not quite a month, and you started seeing like what looked like debris around the satellite. Then they started trying to contact the satellite, and there was silence. And then that's when they saw it spinning wildly. But then we talked about in the follow-up story how they were getting some messages back from it, so they thought things were okay. But dig this. Japan's space agency now doubts whether they ever actually received any messages from the satellite at all. They inspected the messages a little more closely and noticed that all the messages seemed to come from slightly different frequencies. And while they had initially blamed that on the damage that was caused messing that up, it now looks like the real reason is that the messages never were from the satellite, that they were probably just the result of intercepted radio interference. So again, debris around a satellite, messages that didn't come from it. For the love of God, will somebody listen to me when I tell you, aliens! I'm telling you! How clear do they have to say it, man? Let's do it in the road. Okay. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Sing, dance, do the instant jig. Pick up the app while you do that because it's really, really fun together. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. If you're going to be down in Williamsburg for RavenCon, hopefully we'll see you there. Wave to us and tell us, hey, bastards, you see me. I'm right here. That'll be cool. Otherwise, we'll catch up with you a week. Because next week we're taking off because we're going to do some hard, hard partying. So be cool.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Game over, man. Game over.
Program 210 by your command. Well, folks, I am out of here.
I don't want something even better. I want coffee.
Really? It's made from a proteinaceous seed I discovered on an expedition.
Never mind. I'll use one of my replicator rations for coffee.
You need to set an example for the crew. I mean, after all, if you want the crew to begin to accept natural food alternatives instead of further depleting our energy reserves, you need to encourage them by your own choices, don't you?
Fine. Give me your even better than coffee substitution.
It's a tiny bit richer blend than you're used to, but you'll learn to love it.
Bridge to Janeway.
On my way. Janeway out. Tomorrow, maybe. Yes, Commander.
There was no need for you to come to the bridge, Captain.
Yes, there was.
I just wanted to alert you to a nebula we've picked up on long-range sensors.
Put it on screen.
There are unusually high levels of Omicron particles within this nebula, Captain.
Are you thinking we could collect these Omicron particles to provide an additional antimatter reserve, Lieutenant?
Precisely.
Commander, set a new course. There's coffee in that nebula.